A Birmingham, Alabama jury has found Bobby Frank Cherry guilty of the murder of four black girls killed in a church nearly 40 years ago. Cherry is 71 years old and the last living suspect in the civil rights era bombing. During the 60s, the 16th Street Baptist Church was the center of civil rights activity in the city. NPR's Debbie Elliott has been covering the trial. She joins us from Birmingham. Debbie, tell us who were the jurors and how long did it take them to reach the verdict?
Well, they worked for about 6.5 hours, a little bit yesterday and then again this morning before returning their verdict. It was 6 white women, 3 black men, and 3 white men. They found Cherry guilty of 4 counts of first-degree murder, one for each of the 4 girls who were killed on that Sunday morning, September 15th, 1963, at 16th Street Baptist Church. They were 14 years old, Addie Mae Collins, Carol Robertson, and Cynthia Wesley, and then 11-year-old Denise McNair. Now, Cherry's conviction carried an automatic sentence of life in prison.
What was Cherry's reaction when the verdict was read?
Well, it was hard to see how he reacted to the verdict as it happened. His back was to those of us who were in the audience. But before the judge imposed the sentence, the judge asked Cherry if he had anything to say to the court. Cherry was standing up at the time, and he said, yes. He said, this whole bunch lied all the way through this, and he was pointing over to the prosecutor's table. He then said, quote, I don't know why I'm going to jail for nothing. At that point, the judge said, you know, imposed the sentence of life in prison, told him good luck. The bailiff came, put the handcuffs on Cherry, carried him away through a side door to the courthouse. Meanwhile, members of his family, his wife and grandson who had testified on his behalf in the case, were sitting in the wooden pews, lingering behind in the courthouse, crying. Some of them actually head in hands, sobbing. Now, outside the courtroom, it was a completely different scene. There was really a sense of celebration among old-time civil rights leaders from Birmingham and among some of the victims' families. They praised this verdict as justice. Even if it was long overdue, it was justice. One of the victims of this bombing, Sarah Collins Rudolph, Addie Mae's sister, who was actually in the restroom with the other girls that were killed and lost her eye in the attack, she had mixed feelings. She was really glad that justice had finally come, but she said, you know, his time has come to get what he's due. She commented that Cherry had been able to live a good life for all these years, and now it's time for him to pay for what he'd done.
Did Cherry ever take the stand?
No, Cherry never took the stand in his own defense, and in fact, the first time we heard from him was today. His defense was sort of that the prosecution really didn't have enough evidence to convict him, that they were trying to rely on circumstantial evidence, but evidently the jury thought that that was enough of a case to prove that Bobby Frank Cherry was part of the Klan plot to bomb that church because of its role in the civil rights movement.
Thanks very much. NPR's Debbie Elliott in Birmingham, Alabama.